Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You guys are slower today. Were you guys in Bourbon Street too long last night or something?
Long flight back.
All right.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And you know, as much as I love Willard, I'm more of a Dibs guy. So if you want to do what I do, go check in on Dibs and say hi to him. Get in the YouTube chat. Do it right now on 95.7 The Game.
I had a good phone chat with that man today.
That man?
That man.
Shasky?
Yeah.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah.
That's my guy right there.
I had to call him and I'd be like, what the hell was that rejoin about? Doesn't matter what you. He called me actually.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. Do you know once you become an actual adult how hard it is to rip off a phone call, have someone answer, and have the time to talk? You know how hard that is?
Almost impossible.
Feels like winning the lotto.
Well, you and I have talked on the phone. I would say you and I have called each other in 4 years, maybe three times.
Yeah, not a lot.
No,
I mean we sit here with each other for 4 hours,
and we've had a couple of like conference calls where
something weird would have to happen to where we got home, and it's like I need to talk to him again.
Super.
Like I didn't get a chance to talk to him during the 5 hours that I've been sitting with him.
Seriously?
Already today. Anyway, go ahead.
I have a coworker who his name rhymes with Moo Moo, and occasionally we'll talk on the phone, and it has to be at the exact perfect moment though, right? Because otherwise, it's his show, my show, our show. I'm dropping off a kid. He's driving here. And so it's tough to have that conversation.
Yeah, it's really tough. But he fired off a phone call literally as I was getting into the car after a Costco run today. So I had a half hour drive and nothing but time. So we chopped it up.
Perfect.
We've made up. Everything's fine.
There's no beef.
He's a Willard guy again. It's good. Yeah.
Not according to the sound.
I'm kidding.
I'm gonna have to get to YouTube to see all the people looking for me there on the tube.
Yeah, they're there. They're there. You know what else is here is the Giants still sitting there looking at us like, do you believe? And the answer is no. The answer is no. Like I don't. Okay. A number of weeks ago, we had a funeral on this show. We had a Giants funeral, and we buried them. And then, and I don't mean buried them like we ripped them, but like we buried them. It was
you
over.
You put the season to bed.
Yeah. And then they did this thing, and so we were supposed to be like, did we bury them alive? And for a minute, we thought, yes, we certainly did Friday night when Patrick Bailey went yard against the Dodgers.
Walk-off slam.
Dude, what an incredible moment. And then they uncork an awful four-game losing streak that was even worse than it sounds. Like just horrible baseball for 4 days. And so you fall behind the Diamondbacks and you lose the tiebreaker to them. And last night in extra innings, you're like, okay, it's over. It's over. But in the most annoyingly Giants way, they go out and they grind one. This was hard today. It was like 0-0 going into extra innings.
They had two hits again.
Again. and the Diamondbacks had runners at third with only one out in the bottom of the ninth and the tenth and all of these things. And somehow the Giants won the baseball game. And so you're like, but I already gave up. Yet, if the Mets lose tonight, Ken, are the Mets going to lose tonight? Okay, yeah, he's just probably. So if the Mets lose tonight, I'm not saying it looks good, but you open up the standings and it's like they're two back.
Two back, but three back.
I know.
Yeah.
And actually, also behind Arizona, and they're more than whatever behind them that it looks like because they don't have the tiebreaker over them either.
Nope. So, and they may not over Cincinnati either.
Also correct.
Pending Cincinnati's record against the Central and the Giants' record against the West.
And the Reds have already won today. And those two losses the last two nights were losses against the West. Yep. And they're on a plane for L.A. right now for four games.
To face the Angels?
No.
Oh. Be a lot cooler if they were.
What a weird year. What a weird year.
It's weird, but you, we talked about it yesterday, and you actually read the tweet that Grandy had shared about the past 500 games, and now it's 502 games, and over the past 502 games, they're 251 and 251. So it's actually not weird at all. What's weird is that we all rise with the highs and sink with the lows. You are what your record says you are over 502 games.
No doubt. But if they were just a 500 team, I would go, okay. But the highs have been very high and the lows very low. I think that's kind of my point. I've seen 500 seasons. I've never seen them where you're like, this is the worst baseball team I've ever seen in my life. And then 3 weeks later, you're like, you can't get them out. Like, everybody's got a 900 OPS for extended periods of time. Plus, it's a team that, and I've never, Dibs, I'll swear on my life, I don't remember ever feeling this way. I've never seen a team contend for the playoffs in a real way after being sellers at the deadline. I don't remember that in my Giants fandom life.
It's pretty wild.
So this is a really stupid year. It's just a weird year. And and the range of emotions has been... I don't know. It's like fun at times, but in the end of it all, it's just kind of like, well, what a weird ride did we just go on? Like, I don't know. I have not made sense of this yet, I guess is the best way for me to put it.
Yeah, it's hard to make sense of it when it looks like it's going to end the way that this is going to end. And I did this exercise about a week ago when they were on that 13-4 run. And I looked at 2014 where they went 5-13 over a stretch to fall to 63-57, which I know is better than this team has been, but then they went 19-8, and then they went 6-9, and then they wound up giving up the wild card to Pittsburgh, and then they went to Pittsburgh and they won that game 8-0, Brandon Belt, and then they went on to win the World Series, and that year they ended up 88-74. This year won't end that way, but you could look at previous years where they've kind of done this, not to this extreme. And in the years that they've done this, they've had a cushion. And we talk about the Warriors in 2022, where they started 12-3 and they had that cushion. And even though Steph missed a month and the last 20 games were a little bit lopsided and kind of ugly, they had that cushion. This team this year, they had a cushion early. I think they started 12-3,
they started,
right?
Started really well.
And then you gave up the cushion, and then since then, it's been, oh, my God, they're great,
yeah.
And oh, my God, sell everyone. And it's been a Jekyll and Hyde for like 4 months now.
Y'all have any regrets? Do you think the Giants have any regrets about being sellers at the deadline? The margins are razor thin.
Right. Who do you want back? I looked at this yesterday.
Yeah.
And you look at Yaz with Kansas City.
He's been fantastic.
He's been great.
Or he was. I haven't been checking in on him lately.
He's got almost as many home runs in Kansas City as he did here. I think he's got
great.
Seven there and he had eight here.
That one doesn't terribly bother me because it's been nice to get a look at Luis Matos. I don't know from a baseball perspective is this is great, but like Drew Gilbert has been funny. I guess that's weird. I didn't know that the Giants were acquiring not just an outfielder, but somebody who will eat uniforms.
Right. The San Diego Chicken.
Choke people in the dugout.
Lucille.
Like pelvic thrust the dugout. Like just very odd, but entertaining.
Sure.
So okay, there's that.
Do you miss Octavio Doval? And I'm just saying that because Octavio Dotel was kind of like Camilo Doval has become.
He's been horrible in New York.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he would have been horrible here. He was unreliable here, but not horrible. And I can tell you that I do not want Ryan Walker to be the closer ever again.
Nope.
Don't want that. And I know that maybe that's unfair because Randy Rodriguez got hurt. But at the same time, if you're asking me right now, would I undo the Doval deal if I could? Like, literally the only thing he got out of the Doval deal is a promise of this interesting catcher at AAA who may or may not be something. And Patrick Bailey has been much better the last handful of weeks. So people are, that drumbeat has stopped. I don't know, man.
You missed Tyler Rogers.
Well, Tyler Rogers is who led to Drew Gilbert with the pelvic thrusts.
Yep. And he's been almost as good with the Mets as he was here.
Yeah,
he 2.14 ERA.
He gave up a game over the weekend. He was part of a blown lead last week for the Mets. But yeah, he's Tyler's super consistent. Love Tyler Rogers.
His numbers are nearly identical as what he did here.
Giants got Gilbert, Buto, the reliever Buto, and then another, that Blade guy, who was going to come up.
Yeah,
he was going to come up. He's about to come up, and then he got hurt. And I think it's pretty significant hurt, right? Like, is he missing next year too? I don't know about that. Maybe I'm overstating that. But anyway, that feels like a really smart trade in the big picture. Put it this way, though. If I told you, hey, if the Giants undid those deals, would they be two games better in the standings right now? Probably.
I doubt it.
I don't know, man. Ryan Walker has not been good.
Doval was, teetering. I know. Rodriguez got hurt, so you can't unhurt him.
No, you can't.
And, Tyler Rogers is still the same guy that he was. And Yaz has been mostly good. He doesn't play every day. And I don't know about the intangibles of having Gilbert come in. And it took a while for his emotional impact to be felt. But when he got here, it felt like things turned. I'm not giving him all the credit, but definitely things changed when they made all these trades.
Yeah, I also wonder if there's not actually a bunch of other stuff at work there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we can zero in and be like, why'd the Giants start playing well? Well, Drew Gilbert was at his pelvic thrust and he was eating Robbie Ray's jersey. So all of a sudden, the Giants played well. I think Devers finally got comfortable.
Yep.
I think Adames, who knows what the freaking reason was there, but
he almost went Feliciano on us.
It's Wednesday night. Let's get edgy. I think he started to look like himself. Was that attached to Devers? I don't know. Chapman gets healthy. The weird thing is that the bullpen kept performing even though it got obliterated. Like, you obliterated the bullpen and it still performed. Not quite as good, but still really good. I don't know, man. Maybe they took it as almost offensive. Maybe the players, and I'm not saying that meaning they were disagreeing with what Buster did. I don't know how you could. They played so horribly leading up to the deadline, but maybe it was like a personal affront. We're like, oh my God, like we've been in the playoffs picture this whole year, and we just found a way to turn our GM into a seller. Like, this is ridiculous. And maybe they were embarrassed by that and it ignited them. I don't know. But it's an odd thing to sit here two games out. And again, maybe they're three out. I don't know what the Mets are going to do tonight.
Tied right now with the Padres at 1-1.
All right.
And we'll throw it up on the big screen here when we get an opportunity. And that game is in the top of the second. Padres are batting. It's a run apiece early on. So that game actually quietly becomes big because if the Mets win, Giants and Reds both three back, D-backs 2.5 back, and they're three behind the Mets in the loss column. The Mets have only played 151, and the D-backs have played 153. So there's a little bit of a staggered situation. That must mean the Mets will play tomorrow on the Thursday, and,
Giants do too, though.
Right.
It's a four-gamer this weekend.
Well, the Mets and Giants after today will have played the same amount of games, so if the Mets lose, the Giants are two back, but not owning the tiebreaker, so three back with 10 to play It's getting late early.
Yeah, for sure. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't find it realistic. And I sent a second RIP tweet last night. That to me, that was it. You had to win 2 out of 3 in Arizona. You didn't. So like, I'm not biting.
Did you do RIP 2? RIPP?
I don't remember what I tweeted. I was okay. Just like,
RIPA, rest in peace again. Shout out Kelly Ripa.
I wrote something along the lines of what an appropriate way for the Giants season to end. Niners are 2-0. Warrior camp starts in 2 weeks. I wrote something like that.
Okay.
Because it was, again, it was Ryan Walker on the hill and him often having no clue where the hell he's throwing the baseball. It's all over the place. Hitting people.
Yeah.
People are diving out of the way. They'll throw it right down the middle. And then they'll bunt it to him, and he has no idea how to throw it to first base either. It's a super frustrating pitcher to watch right now, especially. He was great last year.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, maybe this will change your tune. The Padres have struck again. In the second, they lead the Mets 2-1.
It does not change my tune.
Okay.
Like, I can sit here, I
still
think.
Still batting.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake Cronenworth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A little base knock. Couple of base runners.
All right.
Oh, never mind. The inning's over.
Okay.
2-1. Going to the bottom of the second.
Can we, is it
I
on?
I told you at no, the next break, I'd put it on.
I don't think it's on. Where
we
is it
get
on?
Every channel. We're a sports day. You know what?
No, we don't get every channel. Okay. We don't get, do we?
How do you think we've had every Mets game
that
on?
That was a national game yesterday. Okay. All right, we have the package.
We're watching it in here.
Brandy. We have the package?
Yes. Brandy.
I didn't know we had the package.
Control your host.
We don't have the
NBA. I can come in there and change the channel for you.
I've done it every day for a week and a half.
We don't normally have not while the show's on air.
You telling me we got the NBA package in here?
We're not talking about the NBA,
well, you
dog.
Said we're a sports station. We get every game,
we
dog.
Do, yes. We could watch Charlotte Hornets
thank
basketball.
You.
Then why don't we?
Because we're doing a show. And when something's on, you don't look at me and I'm needy. Thank you. Just do what we always do. You talk. I'll make noises, and I'll put it on.
Yeah, we're getting the
oh, good point.
JLC and thank you. I'll need another one.
No, lay out something and I'll do it. That's a good co-sell.
All right,
four.
Yeah, turn the game on. For crying out loud.
I'm trying
turn
to.
Turn it on. Jeez. Anyway, no, it does not change my tune. I get to split the difference here. I do. And the Giants owe their fans that. You get to both sit here and say that, yes, I'm going to scoreboard watch and I'm going to root for the Padres, but no. I'm not doing banana in the tailpipe. So if the Mets win tonight, I'm not getting excited. I got a game to watch tonight. It's called the Valkyries game. That's the game I'm watching tonight. Outside of that, like, sure, I hope the Padres beat the Mets. I hope the little number next to the Giants in the standings moves to 2. But if it does, I'm not going to suddenly get playoff fever. I had it Friday night. I drove to Tahoe. Bailey put one in the tank, and the Giants won, and I had playoff fever. And then they ruined it. Again. Yeah, how's your we get every game thing going now?
We got battery issues, bro.
Good Lord, dude. I mean, put the game on for crying out loud. All right, Grandy's coming in to help. Will you sit down? Yeah, put the game on. But that's fair, isn't it?
Sure.
I don't like, sure, go Padres. But also, whatever. You're not making it. You're not making it. And
I'm just going to say this once.
I'm breaking my own rule. You've got as many losses as wins.
Right. So what are we even talking about? But
the Giants. But
the math is there.
I know the math is there.
It's just my one time only. Yeah, 6:39. Thank you, Grandy.
All right.
And this is...
Oh, they're out there eating donuts in New York.
Yeah. What's
anyway,
bugging me is...
It's not Friday, Dibs.
No, and I should save it, but like four things are bugging me, but
okay.
I need to bring in my own batteries for this remote because this remote's batteries are not really working. So you try to change the channel and it doesn't work.
Okay.
But
all right.
That's on me. So anyway, yeah, go Padres. The Giants would be two back, which is really three back with 10 to go. And if you're two back, but you need to get three games better, if you go 8-2, you would need the Mets to go 5-5, and
that's possible.
You would need other teams to also not be very good.
Yeah,
so.
Like I'm not, that's the thing. You've become background noise again.
Oh, wow.
Not you.
I mean, what else is new on this
Giants
program?
Yeah, like that, you can tell me what happened at the end of the night. And if the Giants are two back, that's great. And if they're one back, that's great. If they get to tied, okay, let's talk. But what do we got here? You lost the tiebreakers to everybody, and there's four teams involved, and you're on the back end of all of them, and you haven't even won more games than you've lost.
And you're going to L.A.
And you're going to L.A. Yeah. Like, come on. Come on. What are we doing?
It's a long shot. Absolutely, it's a long shot. And, you know, it's more likely that Brock Purdy plays on Sunday. Certainly, it's more likely, actually, that the 49ers go to the Super Bowl than it is the Giants make the playoffs. And that's...
Absolutely, it is.
Well, I mean, the 49ers to make the Super Bowl right now is probably about 10%, I would guess.
I'll look it up.
And the Giants are probably a little bit lower than that. And I'm just spitballing on the 49ers because, oh boy, that schedule. Schedule's pretty easy, but
yeah.
If you look at teams in the NFC, there are at least one or two, maybe more teams that are, you know, clearly better than you.
You want to do this right now?
Let's do it.
Game show music, please. 1, 2, 3. Actually, I'm not going to give you the number. Go ahead. What's your list of teams that have better Super Bowl championship odds than the Niners right now?
In the NFC or
better,
across the league?
All teams. And they have to have better, not tied.
Okay.
Better.
Well,
better odds.
Yeah, better odds would be Philadelphia and Buffalo.
Ding.
And Baltimore.
Ding.
And Green Bay.
Ding.
And Detroit.
Ding.
And, you know, what's weird is even though they're 0-2, I'm not going to say Kansas City because Kansas City.
Ding.
That's crazy. They're 0-2. Only 11% of 0-2 teams make the playoffs historically, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, better odds. What about Chargers?
Ding, and that's the list.
That's the list, yeah.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I was going to throw the Rams in too, but the Rams might have the same odds.
The Rams and the 49ers have exactly the same
which
odds.
Which is 20-1?
Plus 1,900.
So plus 1,900 implied is about a 6% chance.
Yep.
Because I think 20-1 would be a 5% chance, and so the Giants right now to make the playoffs are right about at the same level.
Baltimore is your current favorite, plus 500.
Okay.
Buffalo's next, plus 550. Green Bay, plus 650. Philadelphia, plus 750. Kansas City, plus 1,300. Detroit, plus 1,700. Chargers, plus 1,800. Niners and Rams, plus 1,900. And then it jumps to Washington, Tampa Bay, Denver, Minnesota, Arizona.
Man, it's...
Yeah,
and if you think about Those odds, I like the Chargers as a nice price. But if you think about the new playoff format, one team gets a bye. Mm-hmm. So if you're the top seed in the AFC or the NFC, you get that bye into the second round of the playoffs. Who is likely to get the bye based on their division, their schedule, etc.? And I like Buffalo right now to get that one seed. Miami is an absolute disaster.
And they've got a game in hand on Baltimore because they beat them head-to-head.
New England.
If they come up tied, Buffalo gets it.
I think the Jets and New England, that division, Buffalo is going to win it probably at 14-3, and nobody else could have a winning record. Among New England, the Jets, and Miami, you might have 14-3, 8-9, 5-12, and 3-14. That might be that breakdown.
Might be right.
So
might be right.
Buffalo might get the one seed and get a break.
Justin Fields officially announced out today, by the way.
Okay.
But yeah, that will be Tyrod Taylor coming up this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.